on the night of the Buddha's awakening, it's said that he sat under the Bodhi tree, and the place that he sat was called, or is called, the Bodhi Manda, the spot of awakening. And there's a long tradition in Buddhism for meditators to consider the spot in which you're meditating is your Bodhi Manda, is your place of awakening. This spot, today, here, definitively, now. And we sit here, now, with a heightened sensitivity perhaps a heightened sensitivity emanating from your body. Almost as if you're aware of your body from the inside out. Feeling a global sense of the body, such a way that the body can begin to relax, let go, release. The relaxing of the body is also a relaxing into here, now, a settling into here, maybe even the weight of your body guides you to be settled into your seat. The sensations that emanate from your body, where the source of sensations are in the body, where sensations and sensing occur together, maybe prior to any idea or notion of what the sensation is. Maybe if you relax into your body and you can allow the sensations of your body to appear whatever way they want, randomly, not necessarily selecting breathing, not necessarily zeroing in on any one part of the body, but letting the play, the dance of sensations in your body arise, appear in the body, from the body. As if the body is the source from which you're aware. Some sensations are connected to the body breathing, and they too come and go. Perhaps there's a way the coming and going of in-breath and out-breath can support you relaxing the thinking mind. Quieting your thoughts. So that the greater quiet in the mind allows for greater sensitivity to the sensations of breathing, the sensations of the body. And there's a tradition in Buddhism that it's the body which is the bodhimanda. It's the body itself which is the seat of awakening. There are individual sensations that come and go. There might be a broad feeling of vibration or a hum or a radiance that somehow spreads through the body as part of the field of sensations and sensing. Sometimes there are sensations in the body that are connected to your emotions. And that's fine. Maybe recognize the emotions that are here, allowing them, and feeling them as sensations, feeling them how they are in their body. Rather than relating to your emotions from the head, from these thoughts and ideas and judgments and preferences, reactions and fears, to make room for your emotions by feeling the sensations in the body. Feeling whatever sensations connected to emotions there are within the wider field of the body. If there's a strong pull into thinking, what are the sensations of that pulling, or pressure, or agitation, tension? What are the sensations in your body connected to thinking? It might be around the forehead or behind the forehead. It might be sensations around the eyes. The jaw. The thinking mind, the mind that constructs and reacts and driven by desires and aversions. It's a little bit like a puppeteer with strings down into the muscles of the body, pulling and tightening shoulders and belly, chest, fingers. Even the thighs can be activated. As you exhale, relax all the parts of the body that somehow are being activated by the puppeteer. If there are emotions connected to thinking, or thinking connected to emotions, let that be known. Let that be received into this Bodhimanda. As if everything can settle into the here and now, this place, this body. The content of your thinking is less important for this practice of mindfulness than simply sensing and feeling the event of thinking, the sensations connected to it, the energy, the pressure, activation involved. While it can be useful to recognize what emotions you're feeling for the purposes of this practice, what your emotion is not that important. What's important is to feel and sense it in the body as it is, giving it permission to be there, so that we're not reacting to it or making something of it. Seeing it as just one more set of sensations emerging out of the body. And sometimes when we sit and meditate, we're skimming the surface of our being. If we're thinking a lot up in the head, constructive thinking, making things up, We might even be hovering above the surface. And there's also a place of depth within us, that profound place that the tradition calls the womb, that is not any particular place, but for each person, and it's their own reference point. For what doesn't seem to belong to the surface, but deep inside. As you would drop a stone into a very clear lake and watch a stone settle onto the lake bottom, drop your awareness, drop yourself into the lake of your body and let the awareness settle down to rest at the lake bottom, deep inside. And from there, maybe having simple thoughts, where you're giving yourself instructions in meditation, guiding yourself to discover, to feel, to be with. Your experience here in your Bodhimanda. This yoniso manasikara is a place of profound and intimate sensitivity. That sometimes can feel the request we have to come and see, come here with attention. This is the onward leading place to freedom. Here, let attention settle in this direction towards peace and letting go and opening up. Profound contemplation supporting you to feel your way, to recognize how to be attentive. That gives permission for there to be release. with a sensitivity from the inside out. What's it like to touch whatever is happening to you? To be aware of it from a subtle place, a profound place within. So two things I would like to add to the, or build on from that meditation. The first is that there is this distinction between the mind that makes things up, that reacts, and the mind that, or the womb that doesn't make things up, but helps us to connect in a wise way with our direct experience here and now. And to know that difference makes it easier to let go of the chatter in the mind, because you know that there is a different source of thinking that can guide you, support you on this path. And not to make it too much of a of how close what I'm about to say works, but in some ways the instructions that I gave for this meditation is an example of the kind of instructions, thinking you can do for yourself, that comes from this more profound place. It's a way of thinking which has no pressure in it, no expectations, in a certain way, not even any self. It's almost like not even you speaking. Something deeper. Sometimes it's in words, sometimes it's in images, sometimes it's with intuition. And you kind of know that this place is good because it feels satisfying. It feels like your best friend or something, there to support you, guide you. And that's from there that we can sense the ehi pasiko, the way in which the Dharma is come and see, like this invitation, this request, this calling. Where's the calling to where to have the attention land in the present moment? It's with this sensitivity that something in us can feel, recognize where how this Dharma is onward leading. We do this radical acceptance of the present moment, and we feel that, oh, this is the way onward. This is where the doors are opening. So that was the first thing I wanted to say, and then maybe if you can think of here what I'm going to say next is somewhat distinct from that. We gave instructions during this retreat, first on breathing, then on the body, then mindfulness of emotions, mindfulness of thinking, and then yesterday mindfulness of attitude. And the idea that we're building a capacity to have mindfulness and awareness be 360 degrees. Meaning it can include everything, nothing outside. And I think of it as somewhat sacred, or what's the most sacred in Buddhism for me is when we have an awareness that has nothing outside of it, nothing excluded from it. Everything's included in our awareness. So this got 360 degrees. But these different areas we talked about this week can be closely connected to each other in this way, that if there's a lot of thinking, strong thinking, it's probably connected to an emotion. If it's connected to an emotion, there's probably sensations in the body. Some of those sensations in the body is how the breathing has been affected. You can feel the changing nature of breathing. Tighter, more constricted, faster, shallower, all kinds of things. So right there in the thinking is all the others are included. You might have an emotional storm, big emotion comes up, and you mindfulness of emotions, but You might also be aware of then the body part of it. You might also be aware of the breathing part of it, breathing with it. And also you might check in and check out, what's the thinking, what's the stories, reactivity that I have. So all four are right there. There might be strong body sensations. And the other three, breathing, emotions, and thinking, might also come into play. And through them all, there might also be an attitude of how you're paying attention, with which you're paying attention. So this is not to make you busy, but it is a little bit of a checklist, if you would like, that helps you. That if you're, whatever is happening in this 360 degree, you might kind of gently, oh, that's mostly body sensations. Like it might be a sound from outside. Oh, that's a sound. And the sound persists. Oh, it's listening. The sound persists. And I wonder what's going on with my emotions, my feelings. Oh, there's a resistance to it. There's judgment of it. There's a little annoyance. Oh, how does that annoyance feel in my body? What's happening in my breathing with all this? What kind of thoughts do I have? And so you can kind of just tap into, just gently kind of open up and say, oh, there's a bigger field here of attention that keeps you kind of here and now with your experience. And it's very respectful for your experience to just see it, to know it more fully for what it is. And then it's easier to kind of have an awareness that's not entangled or caught. But if you have thoughts that you're not aware of, say you have emotions, but you're not aware of all the stories and thoughts and beliefs that are operating, and then it's easy to be entangled in those, caught in them. If you have body sensations, but you don't notice the emotions you have in relationship to it, it's easy to be caught in it. And all the things, it's easy to be caught if you're not aware of the attitude you have. So there might be in a calm, relaxed way when you feel centered, that just kind of opening up, oh, how's the rest of this? How's all of this? What's the whole piece of it like? And taking it better into account might support you to be here. Now, and every step that you take is your bodhimanda, is the place of awakening. Every sip of tea that you take is your place of awakening. Every door you open and close, every place that you sit down on, every location, here, now, this is the place to trust. Thank you.